Week 7 Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God my King, I will bless your name for ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name for ever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised, his greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendour and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness, age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How great is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will bless you day after day, O Lord. Alleluia. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. Psalm 144 continued. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendour of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your kingdom, Lord, is an everlasting kingdom. Alleluia. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. Psalm 144 concluded. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds, the Lord supports all who fall, and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways, and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry, and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name, for ever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. Alleluia. My son, pay attention to my words. Listen carefully to what I say. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. The words of Kereth, son of David, king of Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, Kereth says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. For all his toil under the sun, what does man gain by it? A generation goes, a generation comes, yet the earth stands firm forever. The sun rises, the sun sets, then to its place it speeds, and there it rises. Southward goes the wind, then turns to the north. It turns and turns again. Back then to its circling goes the wind. Into the sea all rivers go, and yet the sea is never filled. And still to her goal the rivers go. All things are wearisome. No man can say that eyes have not had enough of seeing, ears their fill of hearing. What was will be again, what has been done will be done again, and there is nothing new under the sun. Take anything of which it may be said, look now, this is new. Already, long before our time, it existed. Only no memory remains of earlier times, just as in times to come next year itself will not be remembered. I, Kereth, have reigned in Jerusalem over Israel. With the help of wisdom, I have been at pains to study all that has been done under heaven. Oh, what a weary task God has given mankind to labour at. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and what vanity it all is, what chasing of the wind. What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is not there cannot be counted. I thought to myself, I have acquired a greater stock of wisdom than any of my predecessors in Jerusalem. I have great experience of wisdom and learning. Wisdom has been my careful study, stupidity too, and folly. And now I have come to recognize that even this is chasing of the wind. Much wisdom, much grief. The more knowledge, the more sorrow. Responsory from Ecclesiastes 1. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and what vanity it all is, what chasing of the wind. Naked from the mother's womb a man comes, as naked as he comes he will depart again, nothing to take away with him. We brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. Naked from his mother's womb a man comes, as naked as he comes he will depart again, nothing to take away with him. A reading from the Four Centuries on Charity of Maximius the Confessor. Charity, is a good disposition of the soul, according to which one prefers no creature to the knowledge of God. It is impossible to attain a lasting possession of this charity if one has any attachment to earthly things. He who loves God prefers knowledge of him to all things made by him, and by desire ceaselessly devotes himself to it. If all things have been made by God and for God, he is nobler than all things made by him. He who deserts God, the incomparably nobler, and devotes himself to inferior things, shows that he prefers before God the things made by him. He that loves me, says the Lord, will keep my commandments, and this is my commandment, that you love one another. He therefore who does not love his neighbour does not keep the commandment, nor is he that does not keep the commandment able to love the Lord. Happy the man who is able to love all men equally. He that loves God must certainly also love his neighbour. Such a man cannot keep money, but godlike distributes it, giving to each one in need. He that in imitation of God does alms deeds knows no difference between evil and good, just as unjust in regard to the needs of the body, but distributes equally to all according to their need, even though for his good intention he prefers the virtuous to the bad. Not only by the distribution of money is a charitable intention made manifest. No, far rather by the distribution of the word of God and physical service to others. He that genuinely renounces worldly affairs and unfeignedly serves his neighbour out of charity quickly is freed from every passion and is made partaker of divine charity and knowledge. He that has made divine charity his possession has no labour in following after the Lord his God, as Jeremiah says. Rather, he bears nobly every hardship, every rebuke and insult, thinking no evil at all of any one. Do not say, so Jeremiah, that you are the Lord's temple, nor say, mere faith in our Lord Jesus Christ can save me. This is ineffective unless you also possess charity for him through good works. As to mere believing, the devils also believe and tremble. The work of love is the intentional doing of good to one's neighbour and long-suffering and patience, also the use of good things in due measure. Responsory from John 13, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Anyone who loves his brother lives in the light. We can be sure that we know Christ only by keeping his commandments. Anyone who loves his brother lives in the light. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that with our thoughts always on the things of the Spirit, we may please you in all that we say and do. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.